So 8:14, it should be no secret the so-called comfort women issue is not just a problem between Korea and Japan. Hundreds of thousands of women were enslaved from not only this peninsula, but also China, the Philippines, the Netherlands, Australia. And with the Japanese sex slavery issue gaining intense attention lately, we now get to hear from a scholar based in New York who collected the testimonies of Chinese victims. Let's welcome Professor Pei-Pei Chi, Chair of Chinese and Japanese Department at Vassar College in New York, co-author of Chinese Comfort Women, Testimonies from Imperial Japan's Sex Slaves. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
And one of the most significant features of your work is that it's the first in English to record the experiences of Chinese so-called comfort women victims. Was that what drove you to do this, because it hadn't been done before?
Yes. I first encountered the comfort women issue over decades ago when a Vassar College student wrote her senior thesis on the comfort women redress movement in South Korea and Japan, and asked me to be one of her thesis advisors. During that process, I read a lot of materials, including Chinese materials, on the comfort women issue, and noticed a serious lack of information in English publications about the enslavement of Chinese women under the Japanese military comfort station system. This situation, I believe, seriously impeded a fuller understanding of this issue, because Chinese women constitute an extremely large number among the victims of the comfort women system. So I began to do research and write a book on Chinese comfort women in the hope of facilitating a fuller understanding of the sufferings of the hundreds of thousands of women, like you said,
and
who suffered under the military sexual violence.
And it did take decades for us even to hear about the scale of this from a Korean perspective. We're still uncovering the fullness of this story. I guess part of that is not just the perpetrators not particularly being proud to declare what happened, but also the victims suffering with shame in addition to what they had to go through. What was the most challenging part for you in collecting these testimonies?
You're correct. The process for the victims to tell their past suffering is difficult. It's a very painful process. And especially in the rural areas where most of the Chinese comfort stations were set up, there's a still traditional attitude toward the chastity and, the patriarchal ideology. So that made the telling of the sexual violence difficult for the survivors. But in addition to that, memory by nature is subjective and temporal. Because of that, the testimonies of former comfort women have often been contested. So facing this challenging situation in collecting the testimonies of Chinese survivors' narratives, we have to carefully verify each case against the local histories and the witnesses' accounts.
So partly for those reasons, it's difficult to pinpoint the exact number of victims, and unfortunately, that uncertainty, even if we see scholars estimate hundreds of thousands, allows those who are trying to either distort or play down this history to say that's an exaggerated figure. Can you tell us a bit more about the estimated number of victims?
Yes. The research funding in China since the early 1990s suggests that the number of comfort women victimized by Japanese military was actually much larger than previously known. Before the Chinese research fundings were made available, the international society believed that the rough estimated number would be 200,000. But Chinese funding suggests that Chinese victims alone will near 200,000. So the total number will be, according to a Chinese researcher, Su Zhiliang, will be 400,000. Given that no thorough investigation was conducted immediately after the war, I think an accurate calculation is really difficult to obtain. So I myself would not suggest a specific number. However, as I wrote in my book, I think it is not an overstatement to say that hundreds of thousands of women were victimized. For example, a researcher in Hebei area, Hebei Provincial Academy of Social Science, whose name is He Tianyi, he counted the number of the Japanese military strongholds built in Hebei region, southern Hebei, by the end of 1943. So in that area alone, there's 1,103 strongholds. And that the total number of such strongholds constructed during the war in North China would at least have exceeded 10,000. And the investigation showed that the Japanese military routinely confined local women in these strongholds as their comfort women. So if each stronghold holds 10 to 20 women, victimized 10 to 20 women, this number, the women confined in the Japanese military stronghold alone would be between 100,000 and 200,000. So this is just one example about extremely large scope of victimization.
Yeah, I mean, it really is staggering to consider the victimization, mm-hmm. but also to question in a slightly colder way, why on earth a military would need this kind of scale of service during a time of war, during a time of difficulty? Is that really something that would be even on the minds of the soldiers? We talk about the word comfort as a euphemism, but it's just a staggering situation to contemplate. We know here in Korea there are 23 registered survivors still alive after the passing of two more Halmani or grandmothers last week. What's the situation like in China? Do we have any idea of the number of those who are still alive among the hundreds of thousands that you guessed at before?
Yeah, Chinese comfort women, very few of them survived the war because they were treated extremely brutally, partly because there's a belief among Japanese soldiers that they can treat the enemy nationals brutally, you know, whatever they want. So many women died before the war ended. And after the war, many women victims, they hesitated to come out to tell, you know, they were sexually violated. So currently, the confirmed comfort woman, a year ago, there was 22. There was a famous documentary movie made called 22, recorded the 22 survivors' life conditions. But recently, when I communicated with my colleagues in China, there were only 13 survivors, confirmed survivors, that is still alive.
What's the diplomatic situation between China and Japan, which we hear much less about here? The focus generally here has been on debating the nature of Japan's past apologies, the feeling of unrepentance under the Abe administration today.
The comfort women redress movement in China started as a grassroots movement, and right now is still, I think, largely a grassroots movement. The Chinese government never officially interpreted the wording of a Sino-Japanese joint communique as allowing individual victims to sue Japan. However, since the rise of the redress movement in Asian countries, Chinese government officials have openly criticized Japan's denial of its responsibilities for war crime. But on the other hand, although Chinese government provided research funding to research investigations on the historical evidence of the conflict of women issue, but not much of the support, financial support for the individual victims has been available. Japanese government, of course, you know, they deny their responsibilities.
Professor Pepe Chui from Vassar College, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And you can check out her book, Chinese Comfort Women, Testimonies from Imperial Japan's Sex Slaves, that written in English, as we mentioned before, a groundbreaking work, but also part now of a growing body of evidence against Imperial Japan. This shouldn't be evidence against the current Japanese government, but it feels that way given the clash that the Abe administration presents over this, not to mention far-right activists there insisting or playing down evidence pointing to this comfort women issue. It's again referred to by that euphemism. Pound a sharp 1013 for 51 per message if you'd like to respond.